BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we present our special musical guest, pop singer Brenna Swanger.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I'm tired. I've tried to approach this subject through kindness, negotiation, and reasoning. I failed miserably, and it's causing a rift in my 5-year young marriage. The issue is my mother-in-law. It's not that I hate her. I just can't stand her. In the first year of our marriage, my mother-in-law seemed so nice. Now I know it was all an act, a wolf in sheep's clothing. My mother-in-law, let's call her Brunhilde, is a 4'9", 72-year-old, conniving, manipulative, mean-spirited meddler. She convinced my wife and I, in our first year of marriage, to allow her to move into our basement apartment. She was alone. My father-in-law left her years ago, and her Social Security stretched so far. So my wife and I felt sorry for her and let her rent out the place for $100 a month plus utilities. Everywhere I turn, there she is. She's either just sitting and staring at me or offering her humble opinion on how I'm doing everything wrong. My wife and I have less and less privacy. She cries if we go out without her. When we ignore her, she screams that we will be the death of her and all she wants is love. My wife and I have asked Brunhilde to go get a physical and mental checkup. But then she tells us we want to kill her. You know, Granny Ada, privately, I do want to strangle her scrawny, bitter little neck. So far, a fantasy. But on the outside, I told my wife her mother has to move to an adjusted income or assisted living facility. What do I do with this Brunhilde who doesn't have a friend or any other family member who would put up with her for even 1 second? I'm at a loss, and I'm ready to say it's either her or me. Signed, Trapped in Toledo.
Dear Trapped, how delightful. Allowing your mother-in-law to take over your lives for 5 years? That's not healthy in any circumstances, unless you live in a longhouse or a commune. Brunhilde may have physical ailments, but sounds like her ailments are more psychologically driven by fear, a dash of depression, a large dose of not minding her own business. She may even have onset dementia. Since she refuses to get a checkup or counseling, there's only so much your wife can do legally. You and your wife should get counseling on your own to save your marriage and understand the concept of enabling. Regardless, you need to rename your MIL to Brunhilde, sending her on her merry way towards independence in the land of boundaries. Whether she wants it or not, she has made her own bed and it's time to leave the coop. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
I am so tired of this.
Hun, you have to let go.
I know, but someone has to take care of this.
I understand that, but why does it have to be you?
Because I'm her closest relative.
Whatever. I just don't want you to have a stroke.
Homicide's more likely.
Why don't you just put her in a nursing home?
I would, but Uncle Harvey, may he rest in peace, made me swear on his deathbed that I wouldn't.
Whatever you say, Marty.
Okay. Here goes. Aunt Helen, we're ready to leave.
I'm not going.
Please, Aunt Helen. The car's already warmed up.
Where are we going again, dear?
To the walk-in. You need to see a doctor. That coughing is getting worse.
You just want to put me away.
What?
I know what this is about. You want to put me in one of those old people homes.
What are you talking about? You already live in assisted living.
I heard about these things. You say you want to take me to a doctor, but what you really want to do is to put me in an old folks' home.
A mental institution.
You see? I knew it.
Aunt Helen, I was joking. I want to take you to a walk-in clinic to see a doctor about that nasty cough. You probably have a sinus infection and need an antibiotic.
No, he'll probably want me to take my clothes off. I won't do it.
Aunt Helen, nobody's going to make you take your clothes off.
We'll buy you an ice cream if you go.
Vanilla?
Yes, with sprinkles on top.
Just the chocolate sprinkles. I don't like the colored ones.
Just the chocolate sprinkles. Let's go. Here we are. Mallory, take Aunt Helen inside while I park the car.
Come on, Aunt Helen. Let's go inside.
I'm not taking my clothes off.
Okay, Aunt Helen. Hi. Our Aunt Helen needs to see a doctor for her nasty cough.
Certainly. Just fill out these forms and have her fill this cup in the bathroom. When she's done, place it in the inside cabinet door over there.
What's this cup for?
They want you to go in the cup.
No!
Please, Aunt Helen, they probably want to test for a urine infection.
They can't have my pee.
Please, Aunt Helen, don't make a commotion.
No, I won't do it.
Aunt Helen, I could hear you all the way outside in the parking lot.
I know what they're doing. This is just the beginning. They want to prove I'm crazy. They can prove it through my urine.
This is nuts.
You see?
Just do it, please.
Oh, fine. I hope they drink it.
Helen?
She's in the bathroom.
I'm done. I hope you people drown in it.
Thank you. Please wait in here. The doctor will be in shortly.
Thank you.
Why do you hate me? All I ask for is a little love. Oh.
What are you talking about? You're here because I love you. I just want you to get better.
No, you don't. You hate me. You want to put me away.
Oh, my God. Please, Aunt Helen, calm down.
Well?
Sinus infection. We have to fill this prescription.
No, no!
Is everything all right?
Oh, just peachy. My aunt thinks we're trying to kill her with antibiotics.
No! Why do you hate me? What did I do to deserve this?
Sir, this liquid antibiotic is very expensive, even with her insurance.
This is the second time I've been here. The first prescription was in pill form. At first she hid it, and then she threw it in the lake. Said the pills are large enough for a whale.
Well, it's going to be another $60, sir.
Whatever.
Help me, help me. My nephew wants to kill me. He wants to make me unconscious so he can secretly take me to an old people's home.
Ma'am, please calm down. Your nephew is only trying to help.
Help!
Aunt Helen! If you don't want to take it, fine. Fine! I'll just wait until you get really sick, have an ambulance take you to the hospital, and they can give you the antibiotics intravenously. I've had it. Had it! Oh, it's getting hot in here. Someone... Oh, the room's spinning.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll get the smelling salts. Call 911.
Mallory, dear, when Marty gets up, do you think we can get some more vanilla ice cream?
I'm here with Brenna Schwanger, a young artist who resides in Parlor City and records in Nashville, Seattle area. And she is an amazing pop singer. I'm intrigued to have her on my show. Hello, Brenna.
Hello.
Give me a little background information about Midnight Velvet.
Midnight Velvet was a song that I wrote that came about pretty organically. I started out finding a piece of writing from one of my journals that I had that ended up being the opening line of the song, "This Isn't Love, But I Think It Could Be." And the rest of the song just kind of came from that, and I kind of pieced it together, the music and the words and the melody, kind of all at once. And it's one of my favorite songs to play live. And yeah, it's about kind of falling in love, but not really realizing that it's love when it's happening. And then you have a self-realization that the feeling that you're feeling is love. And so that's what Midnight Velvet is about.
Okay, let's listen to Midnight Velvet.
Could this be love? Definitely could be love. You're sweet. To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.